Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us for the Max and Yeti Mandir Aleihem HaShalom Elite Virtual Summer Beit Midrash program for 2 weeks of in-depth learning starting July 29th with stellar educators and courses. Register at ouwomen.org/elite2024. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 25. We are now in the second perek of the third section of Yeshayahu that deals with the end of days. This perek has songs to Hashem that will be sung to Hashem in the future. At the end of the last perek, the nations of the world were punished, and the elders of the Jewish people were accorded honor. This perek starts from that time. Pasuk 1. These elders, who are those who were saved, begin to thank Hashem personally for their salvation. Their prayers sound like a parak of Tehillim, as it is written as a part prayer and part nevuah. They say, Hashem, you Hashem, the God who made everything exist, Elokayata, you are also my personal God, watching over me with hashgacha pratis and personal attention. Because I know you have been watching me with your infinite power, aromimcha odeshimcha, I will personally raise you up. I will praise your name. Hashem has always taken care of me, the Zakenim are saying. But now I see with my own eyes that Hashem is involved in running the world each day, as testified by the fact that ki asisa fela, because you made wonders. The Jewish people have survived galus and being exiled amongst all the nations of the world. Hashem has saved the Jewish people from the nations all over the world and gathered them from the four corners of the earth. He has even saved them from the war of Gog and Magog. This was not a haphazard event. This was Eitzos Merachok, that word again of Eitzah, the plan from a long, long time ago. When Avram Avinu recognized Hashem, Hashem chose his children to be the one who would eventually inherit the land of Israel. He did this at the Bris Ben HaBesarim. Part of the Bris Ben HaBesarim was that there would be a cycle of exile until the final redemption. Everything in history was leading up to this point. We will realize how everything that happened over our history was for our good and was part of Hashem's plan to benefit us. These plans, Emunah Omen, have been faithfully realized. Rav Schwab says that at the time of the Mashiach, we will finally see how every single nevuah and every word of the Torah will be fulfilled. When we read the Pasuk, it is interesting that the praise said by the survivors is in the singular. You are my God, I praise you. We had learned in Parak 12 that part of the job of the Jew during the times of the Geula is to thank Hashem personally for all Hashem has done. The Mincha Gedolah teaches us that even though every human being will recognize Hashem after the redemption, every Jew will need to say a personal thanks, not just a general national thanks, for all the miracles that brought them personally to that day. The Zakenim thank Hashem not only for their personal salvation, but also for avenging the harm the nations did to the Jewish people. Pasuk 2, Ki samta me'ir lagal, you have turned a city suddenly into a stone heap. The nation of Bavel and Edom destroyed Yerushalayim. The world is finally seeing justice as their cities will be destroyed. Unlike Yerushalayim, their cities will not be rebuilt. When the nations of the world see what has happened, Yichabducha am'az, these strong nations will honor Hashem. Kiryas Goyim Aritzim, the cruel nations, will not harm anyone else because those nations, Yira'ucha, will fear you. They will fear Hashem. There will be two components as to how the nations relate to Hashem in the time of Mashiach. They will honor Hashem when they serve him, and they will also fear Hashem as they will no longer rebel against his word. One of the greatest strengths of Hashem is not that he can conquer mighty nations, but that he cares for the weakest and poorest when no one else will. The Zakenim praise Hashem that throughout Galus, Pasuk 4, Ki hayisa ma'oz ladal, you have been a refuge for the pauper, ma'oz le'evyon betzar lo, a shelter for the needy person when they had troubles. Hashem protected his nation when they suffered in exile. The Jewish people have been forced into destitution, and Hashem has cared and provided for us throughout our long journey. He acted as machse mizerem tzel mechorev, a shelter from the rainstorm and shade from the heat. We have suffered in our travels, as we had no home to call our own. We couldn't own property for many centuries in Galus, and the nations made decrees to impoverish us time and time again. Hashem helped shield us from the bad weather, allowing us to rebuild our homes in each new country we entered, not having to remain homeless for long, despite all the restrictions against us. In addition to actually protecting us from the actual physical elements, the rain and the rain and the heat symbolize two different kinds of challenges in Gullus, according to Rav Schwab. A torrent of rain harms people by overwhelming them. They or their possessions can wash away. This rain symbolizes the threats we have faced to our physical lives. The heat is a different kind of threat. It wears a person down and leaves them susceptible to exhaustion and dehydration. Heat symbolizes the threat to our spiritual commitment. The heat of exile makes our passion and commitment to Torah wilt, so that we abandon the Torah, which is our water. Hashem protected us from both physical and spiritual threats. Had he not taken care of us, there would be no way we could have survived. He saved us from metaphorical storms when, ki ruach aritzim kezerem kir, when the fury of the tyrants was like a winter rainstorm. The nations where we were exiled were so harsh that they were like a flood on the wall, making decree after decree, attacking us and hurting us. We would never have survived had Hashem not stepped in to shield us from their fury. Hashem has also protected us from the spiritual dangers. From Pasuk 5, Kechorev b'tzion sh'on zarim, the rage of strangers like heat in the desert. Hashem protected us, tachnia chorev b'tzel av. He subdued the heat with the shade of the clouds. Hashem allowed us to protect our emunah in the face of the withering, burning criticisms and judgments of our religious ideals. When this happens, Zemir Aritzim Ya'aneh, so shall the downfall of the tyrants be sung. At the time of the Geula, the tzaddikim will be able to look back and will recognize the great miracles they experienced throughout Gullus. Never having a homeland, never having peace, and yet we have survived and thrived. After telling us what the Zakenim will say, Yeshayahu takes a step back and describes when this will happen. At the end of days, all the nations will gather to fight against Yerushalayim. They will think of it as a mishtei shmanim, mishtei shmarim, a banquet of fats, a banquet of wines with sentiment. Shmanim memuchayim, shmarim mezukakim, of fats seasoned with marrow, of unrefined wines. The Metzuz David explains what this cryptic phrase means. During the war of Gog and Magog, the nations will come to Yerushalayim thinking that its conquest would be a piece of cake, or, as the Pasuk says, like a feast of fat. They presume they will slice through the city like butter. But instead, it turns out to be a mishteh shmarim, a feast of wine full of sediment that they can't easily digest. The evil nations will be defeated and will not be able to fight. The Radak explains that the foods listed cause people to be tired and confused. When the nations come to Yerushalayim, they think they will conquer it easily. But Hashem confuses them so that they end up harming each other rather than the Jewish people. Part of this battle is that the true nature of all people will be revealed. There are some nations that will be on Hashem's side. Those who come to fight in Yerushalayim are not on Hashem's side. These nations have been hiding behind a mask for all these years, and Hashem has never punished them for their bad deeds and intentions. They have lived lives of peace and serenity. Now the mask is removed at the time of the war of Gog Umagog. Uvila vahar hazeh pnei halot halot al kol ha'amim. And on this mountain will be destroyed the shroud that is drawn over the face of all the people. V'masecha hanusucha al kol ha'gayim. And the mask that is spread over all the nations. The Gemara tells us that in the time of Mashiach, Hashem will present a safer Torah to the nations and say, anyone who worked for it, anyone who tried to help the Torah, come and take your reward. Immediately, all the idol worshippers will come clamoring for their fair share. Rome will come in and Hashem will ask, so Nu, what did you do to busy yourself for the Torah? They will reply, I built all the marketplaces and bathhouses. We had an economy. All this was for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people, so they could learn Torah. Hashem will respond, you fools. You did this just for yourselves and your own pleasures. In the time of Gog and Magog, this reality for every nation will be revealed. Where are they standing so that there can be a final and fair judgment? Now that the truth about the nations is no longer concealed, Hashem can punish them for all that they have done. Rav Schwab explains that something else will be removed. Hashem has hidden from people why he has allowed bad things to happen to good people throughout history and especially during Galus. We can never understand how Hashem has allowed the nations to hurt us so much in Galus. At the time of Geula, this mask that prevented us from understanding how this could possibly be good will also be removed. In addition to the masks being removed, Bilah HaMavis LaNetzach, death will be forever destroyed. Umacha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kolpanim. Hashem will wipe the tears away from all the faces. The Radak explains that at this time, there will be no more death from war and violence, which only happened because of Galus. In the future, people will die only of old age. We will no longer need to cry, as there will be no more tragedies that harm us or even embarrass us. The Matzus David says that at this time, there will be no more death in the world at all, while Rashi says only Jews will not die. Rav Schwab explains that death is an unnatural state. When Hashem created the world, the body and the soul were linked. The body had no need to die. Only the sin of Adam introduced decay and atrophy into the body that could only be corrected by death. Now, in the time of Gog and Magog, the sin of Adam has been rectified by the long galus, and there will be no more need for death to improve the body. After a few words describing the battle and why the Jewish people have reason to thank Hashem, Yeshayahu relates the praise that the whole nation will now say. Pasuk 9, V'amar b'yom ashu, and it shall be said on that day, Hinei Elokeinu zeh, this is our God. This salvation only happened because Hashem helped us. In the time of the Geula, Hashem, who had been hidden from us throughout Galus, will be obvious and clear. Kivinu lo, v'yoshienu, throughout Galus we hoped for him, and he saved us. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo, this is the Hashem we hoped for. We will sing to Hashem that our trust in Hashem throughout our long Galus was not in vain. Throughout Galus, the nations mocked us, but we stuck to our faith. Because we did, we will merit to be saved. Chazal say that the degree to which one yearns and believes in Mashiach is the measure he will see the Geula. The Pasuk is saying that the individuals who knew Hashem would bring the Geula got to see the Geula they had hoped for. As a result, Nagila v'nismacha b'Yeshua so. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Zohar says that there will be no greater joy in all of history than the joy we will feel during the time of the Geula. Yeshayahu describes how Hashem will save his people. Ki sanoach yad Hashem b'har hazeh. Hashem will put his hand, meaning his might, on this mountain where all the nations are gathered, and Hashem will crush the enemies who are there. In particular, Yeshayahu mentions one nation, Moab, who will be singled out for punishment. They betrayed the Jewish people when they were exiled, and because of that choice, they will be punished at the time of the salvation of Gog and Magog. The Radak explains that although Sancheiriv mixed up the nations, there may be a family that can trace itself back to Moab, or the nation that currently lives in the land where Moab lived will be punished. V'nodosh Moab tachtav, and Moab shall be trampled underfoot. Moab's destruction will be like straw that is threshed into the garbage. When straw gets put into the garbage, it is ground and pulverized and can never be reconstituted. Rav Schwab explains why the destruction of Moab is happening specifically now. Mashiach ben David descends from David, who descends from Rus the Moabite. Until the time of Mashiach, there is some use for Moab in the world. Once Mashiach ben David accomplishes his mission, there is no more need for Moab, and so they can be destroyed. Yeshayahu continues that Hashem will spread out his hands, Pasuk 11, Kasher Yifares Hasocher Lischot, like a swimmer spreads out his hands to swim. A swimmer uses all of his strength in his arms to push the water down. This will be what it's like for Moab. They will be pushed down to finally humble them. Their walls and fortifications will be lowered. Moab will be raised ad Ofer to the very dust. Hashem will save us completely and destroy the enemies. This parak began with the song of the righteous when they are saved in the future. It then described what the salvation will be like during the war of Gog and Magog. The parak then includes another song, thanking Hashem for salvation, and concludes with a promise that Moab will be destroyed. This parak reminds us of our role in Galus. We are meant to notice Hashem's hand in helping us survive. Unfortunately, all the descriptions of what the nations of the world have done to us, we are still experiencing. When Geula comes, we will need to remember all the details of how Hashem has helped us individually and nationally so that we can thank Him. The more we recognize Hashem in Galus, the more worthy we will be to see the ultimate redemption when all our hopes are finally fulfilled.
Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.